Okay, we went upstairs to talk to some representatives in Pelosi's office, and they gave us a statement from her that she's just putting out now, and the guy read it to us. But my question about it is, it goes on saying, you know, they're going to do wonderful things to try to stop the war. You're trying to get this non-binding resolution. It's going to mean something. And then she says, quote, no more blank checks for the war in Iraq. This vote will set the stage, this non-binding thing. So I asked, does that mean that she will vote against the supplementary appropriation bill? And the representative said, well, that's not on the floor. I can't speak about that. Well, that's the major thing. We have to get her. I mean, this non-binding resolution is, you know, give me a break, doesn't mean a damn thing. But if they say no more money, they've got billions already, but she's got to vote against the supplementary appropriation for more money for the war, and that's coming up on March 5th. It's not on the floor yet, but we have to come back then to make sure she votes no more money for this war.
You want to give your name and tell me who you
are? Oh, I'm Pat Gray. I'm a native San Franciscan. And here I am talking to the representative from San Francisco to tell her, well, the people here are opposed to the war. We want our tax money to be spent on the needs of our people to make this a good nation where we take care of our kids and our old people and we have health care and transportation and civil rights, you know, the right to vote and the vote be counted. And we also need public finance of political campaigns because our government is corrupt through and through. We are living in a corpocracy ruled by the corporations. We need a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And that's why I'm here.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. That's what I want. Democracy. You know, I'm opposed to fascism.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Bye.